attorney Reginald Chidawanyika, one of the lawyers representing the councillors, told Studio 7 over the phone that the High Court in Bulawayo had set February 18th as the date on which the matter will be heard. Chidawanyika said his clients have made an application to the court for a final order to have them reinstated, adding that he was optimistic that the order would be granted and possibly bringing closure to the drawn-out case. Kasukwere suspended all 18 Gweru councillors last August on allegations of incompetence and corruption. He later fired three councillors who have since been replaced through a by-election. The minister had appointed a three-member tribunal which was supposed to conduct disciplinary hearings. But 11 of the councillors, including Mayor Mtendi Kombai, filed an urgent chamber application at the Bulawayo High Court seeking to overturn their suspension and also to halt the hearings. Gweru Council is currently being run by a commission which Kasukwere put in place after the councillors' suspension. Cornelius Elipiwe, the chairperson of the Gweru Residents and Ratepayers Association, told Studio 7 that his organization hopes the issue of suspended councillors will be brought to finality soon as residents are disgruntled by the prolonged stay of the commission, which they accuse of not being accountable to them.
Councillors were suspended on allegations of corruption and mismanagement. We really and fully appreciate that. But the continued stay of the commission without the issue of the councillors being brought to finality is a problem on its own. There is no link whatsoever between the commissioners and the residents. So it is only prudent and wise for this matter to be brought to finality so that if those councillors that are found on the wrong side of the law, they must be fired or brought to book. But those who are found not guilty should be brought back to work. We will, as residents, applaud whatever judgment that is going to come. We can't continue having the commissioners around. They are expensive, and we need councillors that we can talk to about the issues of self-delivery.
Meanwhile, the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights has successfully challenged the withholding of ordinary-level examination certificates for two O-level students by their former authorities after they had failed to settle school fees and levy arrears. The two, who sat for their examinations in 2013 and 2014 at Townsend High School, have since been ordered to go and collect their certificates at the school after the authorities bowed down to a challenge through a letter by the lawyers group. Reporting for Studio 7 from Bulawayo, this is Taurai Shaba.